Simone.
Thank you. Take your mind.
Yes. Hello.
Senator Long of Louisiana calling you. He's in Senator Mansfield.
All right, tell him I've got a bunch of senators with me. Does he want to talk now or does he want me to call him back?
All right, I'll tell him.
So,
Senator?
Yes.
He says he has a bunch of senators.
We got one pair and then, but we just touch and go here. I had to call that governor of Governor Brannigan of Indiana and quarrel him up one hill and down hill, but he finally agreed to release those two senators. They'd pledged to him they'd vote against us.
Good.
So, but I told him that you'd call him as soon as you got up from bed, and so
I'm
gonna call.
I will.
We're still not out of the woods. We're just having an uphill downhill struggle because we've got five absentees. And we're losing those two Nevada senators because they promised that governor they'd vote for that governor's veto thing. Now, the out-and-out governor's veto deal has been defeated with them voting against it, but if that governor could release those two Nevada senators, we'd be out of the woods here.
All right, I'll talk to him.
If you'd talk to him, Mr. President, I think that would save us. We'd be all right from there on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
He's head of it, though, you know. He's the head of the organization.
Well, they voted the way he asked them to vote. And so my thought is, having done that, that he could...
What are the next issues coming up?
Well, what I think they're doing to us now, Friday's got something, maybe it's a legislative veto thing or something like that, but I'm not sure just why, but what I'm afraid of is that they're going to come right back with the same kind of a deal, the veto deal all over again, but just change a couple of words because we're just squeezing through on tie votes.
Yeah, I'll get right on it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.